when you walk through the city.
Walk through the city.
Gotta keep your strap. Well, I beg your pardon.
Pardon.
You gotta watch your back. If you walk with Jesus,
walk with Jesus,
he's gonna save your soul. But you gotta keep the devil,
gotta keep the devil
way down in the hole.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, man. It's been 9 weeks. We back in the dungeon, man. Welcome to the Say Hello to the Bad Guy podcast, man. I hope this podcast reaches everybody in good health. We've been through a lot. We done seen a lot. So, you know what I'm saying? First of all, first and foremost, hello to my city. You know what I'm saying? We the first, the Big Gretch, and kind of lifted up the restrictions. I'm in this bitch with some real niggas. You know what I'm saying? And we can't talk to the people because it's like, you know what I'm saying? We got a trying time right now. I come to y'all and I deliver this podcast, and it's always fun. It's always comedy. It's always us entertaining you. But we got a difficult time. And it's a difficult time, and it's a time where we need to, you know, open our motherfucking eyes, open up our motherfucking ears, and close our motherfucking mouths. And take a lot of shit into encounter of what's going on. And we're going to try to hit a lot of topics today because y'all ain't heard from me in 9 weeks, man. So I got a lot of shit I got to cover. We're going to have some fun on this bitch. We're going to talk some shit on this bitch. But the number one thing we're going to do on top of entertainment, JG, what we tell them, we educate.
Gotta educate the people.
We gotta educate. So I got my nigga in the building, man. I got my nigga Don in the building.
Yo, yo, what's going on, brother?
That's my dog, man. He a real nigga. I'm gonna let him give himself his resume when he step on the mic. I ain't gonna tell it for him. I got my dog JG in the building.
We're shaking good people.
Man, listen, good people, man, good man. He the head of the Audio Wave Network. He's been responsible for all the shit that y'all hear out of my mouth. I only record at one spot. That's why y'all ain't heard from me. I ain't do no. Listen, Cutter don't do no Zooms.
Man, I was about to tell you to do a Zoom too.
I don't do no Zooms.
Say, I ain't doing no Zooms.
I don't do no Facebook Lives, nigga. I don't do none of that shit, nigga. My show is my show. If you want that shit, you're gonna subscribe to it. You gonna go to that. Listen, it's free still. It's still free, but you're gonna go to Spotify. You're gonna go to Apple Podcasts. You're gonna go to CastBox. You're gonna go to
Google,
all that shit. Yo. And listen. And then y'all can go to something new in a minute because I already been put in for Pandora Podcast.
That's cool.
Big times. You and get on iHeart.
I'm already there.
Oh yeah, iHeart too.
No, but listen, but Pandora just started.
So you started on iHeart, didn't you?
Yeah.
You
started on iHeart about a couple months ago, right?
No, I was on iHeart first. It was actually easier to get on iHeart than it was to get on Apple. But
Apple's dingy.
But listen, yeah. I'm gonna get some game out, and let me get some game out. Pandora just started carrying podcasts, so if my podcast gets approved, it's like a 6-week process. I'll be the first nigga in Detroit with a Pandora podcast.
No, that's big.
And them niggas told me I can't promote. They sent me a notice, told me I can't promote nothing else because they want to say O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Yeah, get that promotion.
So I can't.
Yeah.
So I can't promote nobody else. But listen, outside of that. Welcome back to the Bad Guy Podcast, man. I hope this podcast reaches everybody in good health, man. We done seen a lot. We done been through a lot. It's a lot of shit going on.
Man.
Today we gonna cover some shit. I ain't even really got no 100% topic on though. I know usually I keep shit kind of centered. I can't keep it centered, man, because it's been too long since I talked to y'all. So we gonna keep it on the level. We gonna entertain. We gonna educate. First of all, Don, you in the building, man. This my dog, man. This a guy, man. This a real solid guy. A real solid nigga. Y'all niggas know I don't fuck with nothing else otherwise.
Definitely appreciate it.
Brought him into the studio, man. Ever since I met this guy, man, been solid day one. Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Army veteran.
Yeah. Army veteran. Yep. Army veteran. So, listen. Army veteran. Tell him where you from. Tell him where you was stationed. Tell him how you doing, my baby.
Yo, thanks. Appreciate it, man. Definitely a warm welcome to the podcast. You know, I'm definitely a fan. Army veteran. I'm from West Side of Detroit, born and raised, most definitely. Kind of been a little bit everywhere, stationed down in Georgia for a while. Also did a little time, well, most of my time up in D.C., MDW, Military District of Washington. Got a lot of insight as far as it's come to madness. So I'd definitely be more than happy to talk about some of that.
Oh, and listen, we're going to talk about that shit because, like I said, it's like the thing about this podcast is when I bring my guests on, I bring only motherfuckers that I feel have something to say. Mm-hmm. They got a message, and they got some information that they can spread, because it's just like the thing that I want to cover on this podcast, versus, all my other podcasts where we having fun and we talking shit, is that knowledge is our biggest key. Mm-hmm. Talking to people who are involved, talking to people who know what's going on, talking to people that are involved in that everyday movement, that's our biggest door. You know what I'm saying? Hearing those conversations and knowing what's going on and knowing what's going on behind those doors we can't get into, that's going to be our biggest key.
Well,
I appreciate you coming through and kicking to this bitch. And it's like, my nigga Jay-Z, quiet as kept, man. Y'all probably don't even know it. Like, it's going to be my first time for my guy introducing himself, but he actually kind of been here for every kind of fucking show that I've kind of... So, Jay-Z...
I done seen it all.
Jay-Z done seen it all. So, Jay-Z, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, and we're going to go ahead and get into what we're going to get into.
What's up?
Give me your resume.
I was going to say, what's that flashing? I'm Jay-Z. I'm a high school teacher. I got you. I'm a high school teacher. I've been podcasting for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
On a podcast network, podcast studio. And just kind of just making it work, man. I teach U.S. history, so this is kind of like what's been going on is going to be the bag of the next curriculum for next year. It's like you can't miss this.
Yeah.
Like, this first 6 months is real pivotal to what's been going on in society.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And it's like the biggest thing about this is just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I talk to my people and I educate or I talk, whatever it is, when I talk my shit is, I try to bring, my people information from people that know what they're doing and know what they're talking about. Oh, excuse me. Y'all niggas know how people are. It's no edits, but whatever. But, shout out to my nigga Jay-Z. Shout out to Don. Shout out to all my real niggas. Let's get into the show.
Let's get it.
But listen, before we get into the show, because it's Cut a Gang or No Gang, pour all these shots up real quick, but we need some shots. My nigga Sal is in the motherfucking building, nigga. Oh, there go my dog. Hey, listen, I love my security because my security is my brother. Come welcome to the show. Listen, we about to get into the show. We finna pour some shots. We finna talk some shit. My city is healing right now, man. My city is healing. And we gonna get into a bunch of shit. First and foremost, welcome back to the Bad Guy Podcast. I got a lot of shit to talk about. The first thing we're going to talk about is the biggest elephant in the room. Coronavirus. COVID-19. We are 9 weeks into something that has never been seen in an entire generation of our lives. We a long way from thinking 5G started that shit, huh?
I had to log off for a couple of days.
We a long way from thinking I ever thought 5G.
I had to literally eject myself. We a long way from thinking
5G started this shit, man. As of today, because y'all know with the Bad Guy Podcast, we always come with facts. Today is, what's today? Because I'm kind of.
Fourth.
Today is June the 4th of 2020. As of today, the state of Michigan has 58,241 cases of coronavirus. In terms of death, we have 5,595 people dead. We have 38,000 recoveries. So, just to give you guys some stats.
So that means about 20,000 people out here still with it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. We'll get into that conversation later. What people don't understand is recovering from coronavirus is not actually a recovery, because it can also cause long term.
And it's not a lot of the biggest problem. Not to just jump directly into the craziness, but the biggest problem is the way it's handled on recovery.
But listen, we're gonna get into that. What the situation with coronavirus is this, and for everybody that feels like it's an issue with. It's old people disease or some shit like that. Let me tell you something. I give people numbers on every show. If you take into account, with today's stand, we'll just say 70 days, okay? If you got 5,995 deaths within 70 days, that's 85 people a day dying from coronavirus. Now, a city such as Detroit, we average about a murder a day. Okay, so you're talking about 300, 350. We have already quadrupled the murder rate for the entire last 5 years based off this one disease. So this is something that's real. And it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a cur lost because of this coronavirus. Rest in peace to my nigga Fatty West Hill. Carlin, I love you to death. My dog, he out of here.
In a small world.
It's not a... It's not an old people disease. It's not none of that shit. This shit is real.
Not at all.
The shit is real. No matter where it came from, no matter where it started, it's real. Funerals are virtual now. You're watching your people get fucking buried on fucking YouTube.
I attended a drive-through this year.
I mean,
I had a pass by. It wasn't. You could like go in, view the body, and then you have to walk right out.
You know. So I mean, with that being said, I mean, protect your people, protect yourself. Mm-hmm. It may not bother you, but it'll bother the next. And it's just like I'm not with the conspiracy theory shit. I'm not with none of that other bullshit. I'm telling you what the fuck I'm seeing. Like, I had to pull up to my fucking grandma's house and talk to her from the fucking sidewalk because I work in the fucking plant. And most of the time, I don't even review it. I work in a fucking plant, a place where that shit is rampant. Rampant. Protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever it is, if it's not for you, do it for the next motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Do it for the next motherfucker. What I want to say about the coronavirus is, and I kind of want some of these dudes' opinion in the building because they some smart men. They got a lot of knowledge to give. It's just like preparation. I believe in the 5 P's. And I said this on the show before. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. We are changing lifestyles forever after this shit.
No doubt.
Should
it never be the same? Because, listen, a nigga coughing a motherfucking club, nah, it's a stampede through that.
You might as well
let that thing off.
You might as well slap somebody, girl, on the ass.
And listen, you might as well, listen. You know what I'm saying? So
you cough on somebody, you might as well put your hand in somebody's pocket.
Listen, the pandemic, before the pandemic, and I'm going to tell you something, a lot of people don't understand the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic.
Nope. I've seen a lot of people call this still an epidemic.
A pandemic, the definition of a pandemic is a contagious disease on every continent in the world.
Every. And a lot of people don't realize that it's now been declared endemic.
Oh, man.
Which is just pretty much in nature.
It's in nature. It's here to stay.
Every season, you know. That's,
people going to still be dying from it's coronavirus. Gonna be like, yeah,
coronavirus is slowly turning into the common cold.
That's the crazy part. I didn't know coronavirus existed prior. Like, it wasn't something you hear about. Listen, but I was looking at, like, old Lysol wipes. Mm-hmm. It says it kills the human coronavirus on it. I was like, what the fuck?
Listen, I'm happy you said that because, listen, right now, it's the coronavirus, right? But when they classify it,
it's COVID-19. Yeah, because it's the 19th strain.
Do you know what the 19 stands for?
It's not the 19th strain?
2019.
Yeah, 2019.
It was 2000.
It was the 19th strain.
No, it was the disease was identified in 2019. What was that, July or August, was it? I know you got the numbers on it. I think
It was definitely mid December 2019.
It was before that.
Yeah, they came out with the evidence that it was seen.
It was a disease that was rampant around Asia.
It's kind of like the AIDS in HIV, like the coronavirus causes the disease.
Listen, this is a fact check for anybody that want to go for it. The 19 and COVID-19 stands for 2019. This is a strain that we knew about.
I don't disagree. Sound right?
Listen, this was a strain that they were aware of in 2019.
That's where the word novel comes from.
Yep, because it's the new. Yeah, the novel.
So, the virus mutated We're not even gonna get into that, but because that's their science, and I ain't gonna give y'all science like y'all. But the shit stands for 2019. We are now standing in fucking June of 2020, paying the price for some shit that we knew about in 2019. When I say we, I say your fucking government. I've never been political. Y'all niggas know, man, I'm crooked as it get. Y'all niggas know what the fuck I'm on, man. Everybody
allegedly.
Listen.
Allegedly.
Yeah, y'all niggas know the fuck I'm on, man.
Get,
but you know,
it don't get more crooked than the government.
No, no, you can't, yeah.
But you know something?
Crooked was a person.
but I'm going to tell you something, man. It's, I keep my eyes and my hands on a lot of shit, and I always look into shit into the long term. You know, what's going to go on after today? What's going on after tomorrow? What are we going to do in 5 to 10 years once shit changes? And it's just like, I want y'all to be clear on what y'all are standing in front of, because think about this shit. This is Detroit. Detroit is maybe the blackest city we know. Maybe the most hustling city we know. Y'all motherfuckers was just selling white Air Force Ones for $200 because niggas couldn't get them bitches out the mail. Listen, y'all is the most hustling motherfuckers that I ever knew. True. Y'all motherfuckers, listen, y'all get the shit off Alibaba and sell it for the triple. I love you, motherfucker. Y'all,
I started to dip into the weave game.
And listen, the motherfucking bitch weave be looking, feeling like Easter basket here.
And that shit is a basket.
The bitch like, feel like a fucking Easter basket on the bitch head. You be like, what the fuck, you know, feel me? But listen, I want y'all, through this coronavirus, I want y'all to think about y'all hustlers, y'all bartenders, y'all waitresses, y'all security guards, y'all DJs, y'all bar chefs. I'm sorry, y'all bar chefs. It's a whole new life. And our strippers, our prostitutes. We love our prostitutes.
One thing I can say, through the quarantine, like the service business, they've been eating.
No.
Maybe not on their end.
I'm going to tell you no.
But I know they've been taxing.
I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you like
smart
this.
Smart people have.
I know, I've been paying.
This is what the situation.
I'm going to
tell you something.
A lot.
DoorDash is.
I'm gonna tell you something. DoorDash
everything
is killing.
Everything.
DoorDash is killing. But
corn
I'm gonna tell you something.
Corn beef.
We're gonna get into that too. But listen, what I'm gonna say is this. You know, a lot of people don't understand chain economics. In any economy, one hand washes the other.
True.
I'm going to give you motherfuckers some real knowledge. Y'all don't understand the key word in stimulus check.
Yeah, I was just about
it's
to say.
Stimulate.
It's to stimulate the economy. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. And we're going to get into why the black dollar is so important. I'm getting into that. I ain't even got into the first. This motherfucker going to be a two-hour show. I'm going to have to head to my niggas. But listen, the key word in stimulus check is to stimulate. Poor people drive the economy, not rich people. If I give a rich man $1,000, he gonna save it because he didn't need it. But if I give a poor motherfucker $1,000, he gonna spend it. He gonna spend $200 with the
Walmart.
He
gonna stimulate.
At the liquor store.
Your dollar is more important than you think it is. Yeah. And listen,
I think that's poor people, no matter the color.
No matter the listen, it's no color. Listen, white it's people. No, it's no matter the color.
Yeah, poor is poor.
Poor is poor. Poor is poor. And we're going to get into that, too, because I'm going to tell you something like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to get into that Floyd shit. I got a lot of shit to talk about on that, too.
The war on poor.
But I'm going to tell you something, too. We're going to talk about the war on poor. I'm getting on everybody's ass today. Listen, it's Bad Guy Radio. It's Say Hello to the Bad Guy. Fuck all you niggas if you ain't going on what I'm on, because we're going to get on. I'm getting on everybody's ass, too, today. LaCosha, I'm going on your ass today, too. Yeah, don't laugh. Don't be quiet. I'm on you, mother. I'm on all you niggas' ass today, too.
Hey, he's been calling that nigga LaCancel.
Yeah, you listen. We on your ass, too. Because I'm going to tell you like this, dog. The biggest thing about me, man, and niggas know how I'm rocking, bro, is accountability. Mm-hmm. Accountability is a big fucking word that a lot of motherfuckers don't miss. And I'm not no all lives matter nigga. I'm a motherfucking accountability nigga. We gonna get on that Floyd shit, because as far as I'm concerned, y'all know, y'all burn that bitch down. We gonna talk on that too. Burn that motherfucker down. But listen, let me get back to my, we gonna get back to what we on. Welcome my niggas to the show, man. I got into a rant. Welcome my nigga Don. Sal just pulled up in this bitch. I got JG up in this motherfucker. This is what I wanted to say. As far as the coronavirus, man, you know, protect yourself, stay safe. We dealing with a time where there is this pandemic is going to affect life going forward. Those retail stores, those boutiques that were selling outfits for the concert, they gonna probably go out of business.
Resale places for sure going out of business.
Listen,
nobody taking. I can't take your shit.
Like, I couldn't even return something I bought that didn't work at Meijer for like this whole 3 months.
Listen, what I'm saying for y'all is, man, prepare yourself because shit ain't sweet.
And
I'm gonna tell you something. You know, we're gonna talk about the money. We're gonna talk about the unemployment.
Would you say it's bad? How it's setting up? Is it worse for just living, or are we looking at just a different future?
I think it's different. It's too early to tell.
I don't think it'll be terrible. Listen, I think it's just different.
What I think is that the recession was already on schedule before the pandemic occurred.
Yeah, everybody been talking about the recession.
Real estate. If you ever paid attention, they were already talking about the recession. When you talk about what the coronavirus has created, and people don't get it, is an entire class of working people have been eliminated.
Cool.
Like, you're not even, like, they telling you if you worked at home, stay the fuck home. It's no more brick and mortar. Like, that shit is, business has changed forever. The way of life is walking into a store with a mask on.
And it's also changing those companies that can operate where their entire workforce at the crib and we still making bread.
So
I ain't never paying the rent, lease.
Now listen.
That affect everybody that got to man that building.
The cleaning staff, the security staff.
So listen, when you close that building that you were paying rent on for your people to work in, and those janitors, those people in the kitchen, the people in the cook don't got no jobs no more. What the fuck happens to those people that's in those families?
We ain't seen the fallout from this shit yet. We ain't seen it.
What we've seen is people getting pissed off about it.
Well, like, I mean,
the beginning of it.
I don't think what people are pissed
seen
out about.
Full fallout.
What people being pissed about right now is not the coronavirus. We're gonna get into that in the show, but what I'm saying right now is the fact that what I'm trying to preach to people in this particular segment is the fallout from the actual coronavirus and the economics that are going to be affected, especially in a black neighborhood.
And the crazy part is we can't tie the two together, but they're tied together.
But
like,
there's 40 million people unemployed.
About 32 million
but not,
last month.
Even,
about 40
even,
million
even
right
if you
point.
Even if you think about even if you think about I know you want to go there now, but if you think about the looting and the rioting, motherfuckers are starving. People are hungry.
Bingo.
Yeah, I mean,
some people are mad
everybody
about Floyd.
Everybody has reasons,
but
right now.
Some people
it's
are like, yo, I need to
everybody has
eat.
A reason.
I need to be out here.
I mean, definitely. I mean, we always know, man, civil unrest is always the time, you know what I'm saying, to start some shit. We know that. And like I said, we're going to get to that. But, I mean, I'm just saying
now, as far as things, it's going to be a lot of things that they have to switch over to online, bro. A lot of the face-to-face interactions is over with. And it's dead. A lot of the restaurants.
I'm going to tell you something, though, but it's like that's easier to say when you're not involved in the climate that pays those people. I can't mail lamb chop dinner.
I know one thing that is going to happen from this. I know one thing that is going to happen from this that we're seeing now is the rise of hands-off delivery action curbside.
But see, I'm going to tell you something. The problem with that is, and I had a conversation with What's my cousin's co-host name? That's Mar, I think. Tomorrow. No, it wasn't Asmer. It was Tomorrow. Long story short, what I was saying was this. As far as the handoff business, as far as, you know, the curbside service, we live in fucking Michigan. You might do that shit for, 3 fucking months out the year? What the
winter's
fuck you going to do? What the
winter.
Fuck you going to do when winter comes?
But that's
what the fuck are you gonna do?
Just to go back a little bit. Think about those people: the janitors, the cooks, the security guard that all lost their job during coronavirus because that building shut down. Where do you think they at right now?
How many niggas do you think I need? I'm gonna tell you where they at. Them niggas gearing up to run up in your shit. We want to keep it fucked. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something.
He said
that. They gearing up. Listen, we gonna get to that. I told you this is gonna be the bad guy podcast that's gonna educate you motherfuckers. I'm gonna put you niggas on some real shit. Because I'm gonna tell you something. All that the shit y'all niggas on, niggas coming to get that shit. And before I speak on what I'm about to speak on, for anybody that's balling right now, Cutter will be accepting all purchases and all Rolexes and buffs.
And that's coming too.
Listen, all you niggas. Hey.
Listen, all you niggas. Last night, $2.4 million was stole right from his neighborhood.
Listen, all y'all niggas. I know the.
I heard the Rolex is about to hit the city.
Listen. I know them. Listen, I know them. I know that 42 bill been hitting you hard. And your baby mama on some bullshit. If you want to bring them buffs, listen, hit me up. Y'all niggas know what it is. Niggas Cut a Cane on Facebook is One Bad Guy Radio on Instagram.
These Rolexes is coming to the city.
And I'm taking loans from all you niggas shit.
They on the way.
Boom!
On the way.
Let's talk about some of the good shit, man. So, I heard your niggas been getting off on unemployment, man. God damn, y'all been getting off, man.
Hey, but I heard it I think we got down. I heard other states. I'm talking hundreds of millions.
I heard Illinois was getting broke off.
My man's hit me from the shy had a Dakota watches. Like, I don't know if it was Luda unemployment, bro, but they going crazy.
I got a homeboy in Toronto. The government giving them $1,000 a month.
Canada eating, period.
I'm always here. That's a riot in itself.
Canada eating, bro.
That's why they so calm.
It's like,
Beep it. I'm always here to give y'all niggas the other side of the scope, the other side of the story. Everybody been getting off on the unemployment. I'm gonna give y'all a story that was just reported by the Southeastern District of FBI.
Anything with district afterwards is federal. Bad.
It's probably in New York, so you know.
No. It was here.
It was here.
Detroit man.
Shout out to him.
Has been charged for allegedly trying to get nearly $600,000 from the Payroll Protection Program for a non-functioning business.
Oh, so he had his
U.S. Attorney Matthew Snyder and the FBI announced that 51-year-old Daryl Baker from Detroit has been charged. According to a criminal complaint, Baker applied and obtained $590,000 in payroll protection programs on behalf of a business he said he owned called Motor City Solar Energy Incorporation.
Solar Energy.
Nigga's so smart.
Yeah. So.
So he ran it up 600 bands.
The feds allege he submitted paperwork saying he had 68 employees and had paid wages, tips, and other compensation totaling $2.8 million in 2019. The state had dissolved Motor City Solar Energy status as a corporation in July 2019. Its alleged locations were either empty suites, or single-family homes with no active business activity when the feds raided the building. According to the feds, after the loan was funded, Baker purchased 4 cashier checks and withdrew an additional $60,000 in cash.
He was hot.
None of those checks, they say, were used for payroll or business expenses. Instead, they alleged Baker used them to buy 2 Cadillac Escalades, a Dodge Charger, and a Hummer.
Your boy sound like Kwame. It sound like
Kwame. Oh, we gonna get to that too.
that was a mistake.
It sound like a Kwame.
The complaint said Baker purchased 1 vehicle for his brother-in-law, 1 for his sister, and 2 for himself.
That ain't even your real brother.
He was generous though. It's like Robin Hood.
It was free money.
He was Robin Hood.
They took all
Snyder. Snyder. I just gave you his name. He's the U.S. District Attorney. He released this statement. Defendant Baker is charged with lying to obtain money that was supposed to help small businesses struggling with their payroll and expenses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Defrauding banks to obtain loans is never acceptable, and doing so during our current national emergency is unconscionable. This prosecution is yet another example of our office's commitment to holding accountable anyone who would exploit the COVID-19 crisis for their own greedy desires. Watch your ass, people.
Especially if it's an election year.
Listen. Don't get mad at me for telling you niggas.
especially if one of the PAs is up for election.
What you niggas is going to say is You didn't know. But if you didn't know, it was because you didn't listen to the Bad Guy podcast. Because I told you niggas they was on your ass. And I watch. And listen, I watch. The biggest thing about what's going on in my show is, and the reason that I'm so big on specifics, I want one of you niggas to fact check me. I want one of you niggas to say that the fuck I said when what the fuck I said. Y'all pay attention to Detroit news. I follow news, back end pages and all that shit in every major city in Detroit, from Atlanta to Tennessee to Montana to fucking Iowa to LA. I keep track records on this shit. And that's how I be able to laugh at you niggas, because you niggas know this shit was happening. So if you didn't know it was happening, keep claiming that shit with them fake ass W-2s and all that shit y'all niggas doing. You can listen, you can scam and rob a company. You can scam and rob a nigga.
Can't do the government.
Fuck the government if you want to, nigga.
I would say shout out to Daryl, because the government denied all of my requests. Every last one of them. I was like, yo, I've been out of business for 3 months.
Hey,
they was just like, yo, we can't hear you.
I got a
Daryl came with the shit. So
Daryl had the facts.
Shout out to Daryl.
He one of the goats.
Yeah, he had his paperwork together.
Listen, shout out to Daryl, and y'all can go buy what that shit I just said he could bought. Y'all can go get that shit from the auction in about 2-3 weeks.
They got one coming up. Hey, he was 600 up in 3 months. Quick.
I mean, that's shit. I mean,
if I worked in the state, I would have been cautious of the solar energy company.
This is something I thought about though. Listen, this is something that I want to talk to niggas soul to on another shit. What's 3 months of balling for the rest of your motherfucking life?
But and then it's like you balling in the crib. Like, where y'all driving these cars to?
Ohio,
next. He kind of.
It's all the hoes in Ohio. Fucking Toledo. Hey, listen.
Atlanta, fam.
Oh, listen. Shout out. Listen. And this is where we come into the promotion part of the show. Shout out to all my bitches from Toledo coming here selling that pussy from that 419 area code. I know about you hoes.
Good short stays.
Listen, y'all in Southfield, y'all want 100, 150.
Good short stays.
Good short, yeah.
Speaking
listen.
Of that, I heard the OnlyFans six was getting off too.
Only, no, listen, only fuck them all. Oh,
OnlyFans came up.
I see you with the funniest meme with the OnlyFans. Baby, spit my damn water out one
listen,
day.
Listen,
with me? Yeah, with
hey,
the
listen, I'm going to tell you like this, baby. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. OnlyFans, me, I ain't. Listen, I told niggas when the clubs were still open, I ain't throwing 100 ones when the pussy costs $40.
See, the thing is,
I ain't only fan of shit.
The
bitch.
Thing
you
is,
fucked up.
Why you had to wait to the pandemic though? We all knew it, but you played games like you wasn't a freak until the pandemic.
They
now
was
we
always
all know you a freak. Like,
they was hiding it.
Listen. What I told you was
get tight.
No, nigga, I told
everybody
you.
Come watch.
Everybody use the code.
When that money get tight, everybody come watch.
So listen,
taxing.
We're going to move along in the show, man, because it's just like, we know you bitches was already prostitutes before the pandemic. We just happy that y'all came out with the shit, because I ain't mad about it. Listen,
round of applause.
Listen,
yeah.
I mean, Dean, where the bell at?
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? If anybody know anything about Cutter, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man of the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man of the people. I'm happy to see niggas that never ate eat before. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like, I feel like I be on the internet. You know, I got all that shit. I got the Instagram. I got the Facebook. I got the all that shit. And I hear the comments. I see all the shit. I see all the bullshit that's going on. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like the people who saying what they be saying, in my opinion, it comes from a place of hate. You was superior to a lot of people that you thought never had shit. Yeah. And now they finally doing the same shit that you do, and you ain't liking that.
Look, that's true as fuck. I'm gonna tell you it's true. My son working parking cars at motherfucking that hotel downtown. He got laid off. A couple months later, this nigga got $4,000 in his account. My thing is this though.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, all of us, you know, whether you are an essential worker, you know, whether you are a plant worker, whether you, whatever you is, we all pick the jobs that we had. You know, I work at Chrysler. Y'all niggas know it. The secret is out now. But them niggas didn't kick my motherfucking door in and put a gun in my head and tell me to come up in this bitch. You know, I took the job that I signed up for. So it's just like, by me taking the job that I signed up for, I come with what came with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like what I seen from a lot of motherfuckers was, it was just like, oh, well, niggas banned in 1942. Who gives a fuck, nigga? You ain't got no monopoly on 1942, nigga. Your name ain't on that shit. What I see
is a lot of people putting a lot of energy into other people doing their thing.
Man, yes.
Why are you in people's pockets, business? Like, why you care?
Hey, listen.
Niggas ain't got nothing.
The only time I was caring when I seen somebody's Instagram video in like early April and it's like 20 people at a house party. Be like, whoa. Like, y'all don't know.
If it's some health shit, yeah. But as far as balling, like my thing is this.
You know what I'm saying? My thing was, it was like a lot of the shit that I seen niggas talking from, you know what I'm saying, came from really a place of hate, because it was just like, I mean, first of all, I don't give a fuck what a nigga doing, because what a nigga fucking doing don't do nothing for me. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? I don't give a fuck if you eating noodles every night. I don't give a fuck if you eating steak. It don't affect me, nigga. So it's just like for me to sit here and watch all these people dedicate all this motherfucking energy for the past 9 weeks to shit that don't got nothing to do with them. Fuck me up. And it's just like, it didn't really fuck me up, because niggas, we been, you niggas was haters any fucking way. But it's kind of like, bro, I'm going to tell you some other shit. We can get on the hate involving niggas, because we all crab in the barrel niggas anyway. We can have that conversation too whenever you niggas want to have it. But
I agree and disagree.
We can have,
the reason why I agree and disagree, I feel like at a time, if we in the same lane, right, if we in the same lane doing the same thing, right? Okay. I want you to win, but I want to win too. And I'm not going, like, crabs in a barrel, I'm pulling you down.
Right.
I would never pull somebody down so I can win, but I want to win, and I want you to win, but it's like, yeah, I want to win first.
But listen, we kind of saying the same thing. What I'm saying in my terms of thought is, you know, if you want me to win and I want you to win, when I win, shouldn't,
your win be my win?
No, I'm not even saying that your win is my win. I'm saying if you want me to win, right, and I want you to win, if I win before you win, it shouldn't elicit no comments.
It wouldn't take away from my win.
Yeah, like,
it wouldn't take
away.
Like,
I lost.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'm not saying. We're saying the same thing.
What I'm saying is, it's just like this, like.
But I see people that are affected negatively when they see people up, and like, it's just like, yo,
like,
why?
Like, I'm gonna tell you something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know, man, I talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, when I talk my shit because it's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me saying I'm the GOAT, me saying I'm the great one, me saying I'm the king, that don't stop what the fuck you doing. I mean, you ain't the king, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? We as a people don't understand that another nigga light shining don't dim your shit.
Facts. Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is why, like, I get a lot of shit, and this wasn't even part of the show, but this was some shit that I kind of wanted to speak on, too, is like, you know, like, I get comments, and niggas be like, man, you know, this nigga Cutter, man, he an arrogant motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This nigga arrogant, think he the shit. But I'm gonna tell you something like this. If I'm fucked up and I'm broke, niggas gonna say, nigga ain't shit, he broke. But if I'm up and I'm doing good, or that nigga think he the shit, you can't win for losing with these niggas. You can't win for losing. So it's just like,
no matter what you do,
they're gonna hate
something. People gonna always have an opinion. So it's just like
when I see motherfuckers talking and speaking on another nigga business, you like a hater to me.
Facts.
if a nigga scam 10 motherfucking thousand or 100 million from unemployment, I wouldn't give a fuck, nigga. He ain't my money, nigga.
It ain't my money.
He ain't pay me, you know, rent. I ain't even about to be fixing my motherfucking mouth to be making no statuses or talking no shit or no videos about no nigga that ain't got nothing to do with my money. Y'all niggas sound like hoes out here, nigga, and I said it, nigga. Y'all niggas around this bitch talking that pussy-ass shit about niggas buying 42 and buy all the buffs, all that hutch. Well, bitch, go get you some buff too, you hoe-ass nigga.
I personally love to see it. Like, I love
people, to see it, nigga.
I love people drinking 42 and wearing buffs.
I'm going to tell you some shit that's better than that shit. The shit we drinking in the motherfucking studio right now. But listen, pour some more then. Before we go to the next topic. We in this bitch, man.
We in this motherfucker.
Man, this bag, listen, it's bag already. I got some real niggas in this bitch, man. We on some shit that I told her, ding, ding, ding. And we be getting haircuts. I've been getting
a bitch. I got one.
I've been getting a bitch.
I've been roughing it.
I cheated. I got one.
I've been getting a bitch, bro. Look, bitch see me with a haircut. She know I work something.
I had to go far and wide to get this haircut, though.
I've been roughing it. I'm cool with it.
What's
cool
up, man? Y'all niggas want some La Culture or what?
Cancel.
But then after, but look, before all the, you know, crazy, you know, talking shit or whatever, shit looked good. I seen some people go afterwards. Shit was looking tight, dog. I'm gonna say this, man. I've been there twice,
and both times I was disappointed.
You're disappointed both times.
I ain't no hating ass nigga, but the food.
I seen it before. It looked good before, but then I seen it afterwards, and it didn't even look good.
The food is it's picture perfect. Yeah, like, you post a picture. The food is to me, the food is cool. Like, it's cool on the side of good. But
not good enough to be talking shit to everybody. Well, not,
but it's the price. They just be like, hey, yo, that shit will work.
I heard it was bad. Listen, it was taxed out.
The bad guys in the building, and I'm going to tell you what the fuck I think. I ain't never been to the motherfucker. Never.
You ain't missing
He hit that with that. I ain't never going.
Listen. And I'm going to tell you this. And I ain't never going to the motherfucker. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Listen, I'm a Detroit nigga. A Detroit nigga, the only motherfucking, listen, any of y'all niggas want to check my resume and see where the fuck I came from? My grandma grew up at 1995 Geneva, nigga. That's in Highland Park. I grew up at 9570 West when I'm a Dre Road nigga. I'm a Detroit nigga, bro. This is bitches where I came from. And this shit all up and down my arm, bro. My people is my people. That superior bullshit, I'm not with. That talking down on the people shit, I ain't with. And niggas, everybody know who the fuck, sad, who the fuck walk around this bitch giving out $200 pair of Jordans to the homeless people on the street?
See, it's a thing, though. It's a difference.
I give out. Listen, I take shit. Listen, bro. I take this shit straight off my motherfucking feet, bro, and go get it to my people. Nigga, that motherfucking restaurant ain't sitting on Rodeo Drive in L.A., nigga.
See, it's a huge difference anyway. When you're in that type of position, and, you know, you dealing directly with the people, people giving you their money on an everyday basis, whatever, whatever, you got an obligation to the people to not be reckless as fuck.
Even if you said money make niggas think they smart.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this.
Money don't make you smart. You be a rich dumb.
Money make niggas think they
thing,
smart.
My thing.
You got the right to opinion everything.
Listen, my thing is this. My thing is this, though. This is what my thing is. When you talking that, and you know what I'm saying? When you talking that boss talk, nigga, if that's what you talking, nigga, pay like you weigh. It wouldn't have took you nothing for anybody that was working or getting unemployment for you to be like, listen, I got $100 for you today. Come and do this shit for me. Take care of them for me. But you didn't even think enough of those people to give them that. Your job was to ridicule them and try to use your superiority to shit on them.
Cause that nigga's not about to let you eat on top of you eat.
But then you come back.
And I need you. But then come on in, I'll throw you something. He ain't thinking that.
But then you come back and try to call these motherfuckers pieces of shit. And then they boycott you. Or whatever the fuck it is. I'm drunk. Whatever.
Cancel your ass.
They cancel your motherfucking ass.
You on motherfucking
the internet the next day doing crime Negro spirituals. Yeah. Negro spirituals. Kumbaya.
See, that's the thing I don't like. That's the thing I hate.
Old abandoned ass kid where you grew up, man.
That's my biggest pet peeve about any of this shit.
Fuck out
of
here.
I'm gonna
tell you something.
Let it fly.
My thing is this. Listen, like I told you niggas before, nigga.
That's what gets you really canceled with me.
Listen. I told niggas before, man. I'm a real nigga, bro, and I'm about accountability on all sides, nigga, and I hold every nigga accountable. We gonna compare that shit to the same shit. Because this is really why, bro, we really got to get up on these niggas' asses. Because of the respect we show each other. What the fuck would have happened if the owner of Starters made that same comment?
They could be trying to close him down.
So listen. I don't want to hear that bullshit about... If a motherfucker that owns Starters or any motherfucking non-black restaurant said niggas was a piece of shit for taking off time to protect their families and get money from the government that didn't affect you, what the fuck would niggas say?
They be on that nigga head like they on that popcorn nigga head.
But I would say this, though. It's hard because a lot of
No, listen, Jay-Z.
They no, 100 shit, bro. Niggas so don't want to say shit because they going to ride that nigga wave. They going to ride his wave because it's the culture.
I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you like this. Listen, nigga. Niggas, no, listen, listen. I don't. Listen.
The majority.
No,
the majority.
I will say this. Niggas like to be front and center, right?
So exactly.
Black people like to be front and center. If we own something, yo, you're going to see my face in that bitch. You're going to see me front and center. This is my shit, right? So what? I don't know who the fuck the owner of Stardust is. He could have made.
I know. He's in there every Ali.
But I'm saying
Ali's at the Plymouth location all the time.
To the regular like person who don't know, like the majority probably don't know who Ali is, like off rip. Yeah. They probably be like, Ali could have made that status and like nobody paid attention friends.
We can't,
we all know La Culture because he's from the neighborhood.
We can't say that, bro, because we didn't know who the fuck owned Detroit Popcorn and we just told our motherfucking ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Until he said
that's
stupid shit.
Hey, I just found
out. You got a better. Listen. Hold on. If I ask 10 random niggas on the street to point out Ali from Starters and I ask 10 niggas, because I ain't going to lie, I ain't even the fuck Detroit Popcorn existed.
No, but it's a difference. To your point, it's a difference in racial and economic. Like economic, it's like you're not dealing with color when you talk about money. You're not dealing with color
when you talk about money.
When you're talking about race,
and that's the problem.
It's like, you could get the fuck on real quick. The same thing happened to what's the spot? Downtown.
Astoria.
Nah, it was the they have the bowling alley, the arcade, the
Punch Bowl Social.
They got they had some racist shit happen. They got their asses the fuck about it. Black people wasn't going there anymore. Well, listen, and now they closed.
But listen, what I'm saying is though, listen, we know the black dollar drives. But exactly. what I'm saying is that what I'm about with people, with my people at least. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying is, man, accountability. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, bro. I'm not none of that shit, though, bro. But I'm going to tell you like this, bro. I got my brother sitting across the couch from me. You know what I'm saying? And if you touch that nigga, I don't give a fuck if you was white or black. I'm going to tear your fucking head off.
Right.
I'm going to tear your fucking head off. So it's just like, you know, when it comes to shit like that, we got to, as a people, nigga, because we got to fucking live here. This is, nigga, this is art, nigga. This is, nigga, we got to live here. Whether we tow Detroit up, whether we tow a Hamtramck, nigga, I got to come out and pull my motherfucking trash can to the curb, nigga. I got to go to that motherfucking gas station and buy blunts, nigga. This is ours. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to listen. It's just like if I'm sitting in my yard, nigga, with my kids, nigga. If you a black and you come to my yard, you hurt my kid, I'm going to treat you like a hunky, nigga. I'm gonna tear your head off.
Treat you like whoever.
Whoever, nigga.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is what I want for our people. And don't get me wrong, nigga. We ain't letting these niggas off of shit. Cause I watched 9 minutes. 9 motherfucking minutes of that motherfucking man sitting there not being able to motherfucking breathe. Y'all tear that shit up.
Tear it all up, bro.
And I'm on all 45 countries. All 339 cities. I done hit them bitches. JG, tear this bitch the fuck up.
Every last one of them.
I agree.
Nigga,
I have a problem with it.
Okay. Listen, tell this bitch the fuck. Get what you gonna get, young nigga. Just come sell it to Cutter when you get it, cause I ain't mad at you.
I ain't
nigga.
Going out there doing this shit, but I don't got a problem.
I might go out there, nigga. Catch me on the right night, nigga.
I don't have a problem.
On the right night at the right place.
You gotta speak to motherfuckers in the language they
understand. I'm tired of I'm tired of y'all Detroit niggas, man. Listen, y'all got this wave riding shit, this bullshit. Y'all gotta cut that shit, man. Y'all niggas, listen. I'm gonna tell you some real shit. I had a conversation with a motherfucker. He probably listened to this show tonight because I give him his ass. I'm going to tell you something. Niggas dick sucking Kanye. Kanye paid for George Floyd's daughter's tuition. You know what? Congratulations. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't give a flying fuck, pussy. You a whole ass nigga 6 days out the week on the 7th day, you doing some good shit. Don't excuse you, nigga. I was watching you hugging and kissing on Trump pussy ass. A whole motherfucking time, and I even gave y'all niggas getting patronized and played. Stop being a fan of fucking popularity, man. Stand up for something, man. What y'all niggas on, man? Y'all want this shit for real, or y'all want this shit for play? You want it for real, or you want it for play, nigga? Same motherfuckers was talking about, oh man, the city was fucked up. Y'all niggas is sitting out here parading niggas that fucked y'all city up. Y'all ready to talk, Kwame? I killed that shit 2 episodes ago.
Don't get on Kwame.
I'm getting on Kwame ass too. What's up?
Man, that bullshit, Kwame. Man. That was a waste of like a day and a half.
Shout
of my
out to
life.
Kwame. When my thing is, no. Didn't they say Kwame got out? Didn't
no,
they say
man, that out? Shit the next day. That was, shit was.
I thought the nigga was in Atlanta
blood,
or some
man.
Shit. Then the next day they like.
This is what I'm gonna say about
Kwame.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not finna give Kwame too much time on my show. I already didn't get a nigga.
That nigga don't deserve it.
I'm gonna tell you something like this. I met Kwame when he was running the first time.
I met him when he was in the couple times.
I met Kwame when he was first running. I grew up on Westwood, 957. No, he came in St. Suzanne, shot basketball with us, was talking shit while we was out there pooping.
He came in Northwest.
Man, listen, I was a big fan. You know, I was a big fan. I was there for it. I was like, man,
I was a big fan because I was in the streets.
This is my thing.
This
is my thing with Kwame.
This is my thing with Kwame. Mayor, man.
This is what I think about Kwame. I mean, I'm not giving Kwame too much time. Like I said, I did two shows. If y'all want to hear what I feel about Kwame, go listen to the Bad Guy Show, my letter to Detroit. Go listen to Black. If y'all want to hear, but this is my attitude on Kwame. When you are a criminal and you do some shit, you know, whether you're a robber, you know, whether you're a murderer, whatever you is, you know, your crime may affect one or two or three people. The shit that Kwame did is generational. He committed crimes against hundreds of thousands of people. Now, I hear all y'all niggas with the, well, you know, everybody did it. And
it's a nigga right. It's somebody in office right now that's doing.
Listen.
Same shit.
All I'm gonna say is this.
But
I'm
if he
say,
get caught, he should do the same.
Listen.
Time.
All I'm gonna say. Same. All I'm gonna say is this. All I'm gonna say is this though. Listen. Okay, so let's say it's a woman and she been raped before. Can you rape her and say, "Well, this bitch was getting raped the whole time"? I mean, she been raped before. Me, I shouldn't go to jail for that. No, I'm going to take it a step further. You got a nigga who got AIDS or he got cancer, he finna die. And I walk up to him and shoot him in the head. Can I tell the judge, well, the nigga was dying anyway? My thing with Kwame is this. I watched, personally, the realignment of a lot of people's lives that were directly affected by a lot of shit Kwame did. Listen to me, I'm not saying what he did was not the first time it was being done. We're not even here for that conversation. What I'm saying is when I see motherfuckers lose 100,000 out their motherfucking pensions or lose their pensions, period, whole businesses being realigned, the Cinder Grove deal, 38 convictions, niggas who working in city jobs and they cashing fucking checks that don't even go through, them niggas bounce, man. You talking about the largest municipal bankruptcy in American fucking history. This is not, so while a motherfucker say, well, didn't nobody die? How you know a motherfucker didn't die? A nigga might have lost his crib. He might have killed his business. How do you know?
Wasn't it an alleged murder involved in that?
I mean, listen.
Alleged shit.
Hold on, what I'm going to say is this.
There were stories.
Listen. What I'm going to say is this. As far as my concern is, and a nigga, you know, who I got a great love for, he was like, man, well, you know, Cutter, you've been that way too, you know what I'm saying? You feel different. My thing is this. My crimes, whatever the fuck I did, it affected my people. Who's to say?
But the same thing at the same time.
Listen, imagine your grandma.
Was you sworn in, though.
Listen. Imagine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Listen. Do you
I'm
imagine
on the street?
Listen. Imagine your grandma. She had a motherfucking job working for the city for 30 years, nigga. She's 78 years old, nigga. And she feel like, I done put my time in and I'm good. And she get a letter one day like, yeah, we cutting your motherfucking money off. The city broke.
That's yours. That's
so,
yours.
So I was personally affected because that happened to my step-pops who was raising me at the time. When I was actually coming right out of high school, the whole shit was like the whole city bankruptcy and all that shit was going down. And it was like we was fucking damn near homeless. But to your point from the other side of the lens, I think it's a catch 22 almost in government, because the city went bankrupt after he was out of office.
Listen,
the city was thriving.
Hold on.
When currently, like, just in his current office,
well,
Detroit City made the most money and the most revenue when Kwame Kilpatrick was in office.
But them was all, based on Archer deals.
As opposed to all them was based on other mayors.
I'm glad you said that,
mm-hmm.
because I can introduce you to Special Agent FBI Bob Beckman, where I read and listened.
Shout out to Bob Beckman.
Yes, Beckman. Yes, Special Agent Bob Beckman with the FBI.
It's a podcast called Crime Town. It was he went through Coleman and Young and Kwame.
Bob, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about then.
Yes, sir.
Special Agent Bob Beckman, who explained. Listen to me. My thing is this: if I get arrested today for some shit I did. And the first thing I do is scream out another nigga name and what he did and got away with. I'm a snitch. I'm a rat. Nigga, I can't get caught what the fuck I did for the day and be like, what the fuck, man, JG was selling bricks too? I'm a fucking rat.
You are an informant, my friend.
I'm
a fucking rat. So listen. So if a nigga got caught as the head of the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history.
The biggest.
And the first thing he say is, well,
didn't
all the other
the most time that ever got served to like
no, well, listen.
Elected maybe, official?
No,
bro.
No, listen. There's more.
There's more.
Thank you for welcoming me to the Cutter Show. I would like everybody to pull out your cell phones and look up Jimmy DeMora.
Jimmy DeMora.
Bedford Heights, Ohio mayor of a city of 11,000. A white man.
Man, he looked really, really, really rough on this picture.
Listen. No, listen.
He looked like he was bad, man.
Listen, it's the Cutter Show, so you know it's all facts when I talk. Jimmy DeMora, mayor of Bedford Heights, Ohio, about 3 hours away. Did you know something? Interesting facts. He got 28 years for doing the same shit Kwame did.
Shit.
Now, listen, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to tell you what's even more funny. He got his time a year before Kwame. Where that black people get away with the same crime shit y'all niggas was talking on my Facebooks and shit. Y'all niggas was talking all that shit. He got his time before Kwame. Jimmy DeMora. Bedford Heights, Ohio.
The reason
Listen,
for it.
I tell all you niggas. Joseph, you know, his name is Joseph DeMora, but they call him Jimmy.
James DeMora.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm drunk.
I got you, bro.
But you know the same shit.
Yeah, I got you. I was on the page. That's why I
look
said
him up.
You
look what he got. What'd he get?
It's because
32 I'm sorry. That's 32 charges. He got sentenced to 28 years in federal prison.
And what did Kwame Kilpatrick?
That's 28, right?
What did Kwame? No, Kwame had 30 charges and he got convicted of 24.
Okay.
So listen. 28.
It's an oath.
This is what
it's
happens.
It's more serious when you take an oath
when
to God to
exactly.
protect a certain thing.
Jimmy DeMora was mayor for 17 years.
So he was getting over a lot.
He was getting
over. Probably from
but listen,
year one.
But listen, I'm going to tell you something, though. That's part of the game. Because look at it like this. If I'm in a city of 11,000, it's probably a little bit easier to keep my motherfucking bullshit under wraps. But if I'm the mayor of a city
sure.
that got damn near a million fucking people... The shit might come out a little bit quicker. Listen, I ain't even mad at. I never want to see a black man in jail. I've been in jail. It's fucked up. The bologna sandwiches and begging my bitch to send me some money so I can get some tuna so I can make some cookups on the table. I know that. But I'm going to tell you something like this. When you're dealing with them crackers and you're dealing with that type of shit, the best thing to do is to at least... Especially when you're dealing with white collar crime, with all of your co-defendants telling on you, you might want to strike the deal, nigga. You wouldn't have been this bitch and told these motherfuckers they know what the fuck. Listen, keep in mind, the federal government has a 95% conviction rate.
Oh,
the other
yeah.
five, the
they
other
ain't coming unless they got you.
Listen, the other 5%
bought it out. They had the bread.
No, the other 5% is actually plea deals.
Oh yeah, with that too. those two, you know, and those.
So you got a licensed lawyer, who took an oath to be there for the people, who robbed the poorest country. I'm not going to the poorest country, one of the poorest cities in America. Don't get me wrong. It sounds fucked up. You know, when you think about that in 28 years, but listen to me. If you think, and I'm going to say this for all the motherfuckers that's comment, I get all the emails to my bag, I got shit. If you think that Kim Worthy is the reason he in jail, this ain't the conversation for you.
Bro, my cousin doing 15 for stealing a cell phone and beating a kid up.
Listen. If you think
Kim Worthy small fries in this
listen. If you think he in jail for text messages, this ain't the conversation for you.
No. Dog, yeah.
The problem is people got short-ass memories, man. Motherfuckers don't really remember how fucked up the city was.
I don't know if it's short memories or if it's so much bullshit.
Because shit is good now. The city is thriving now.
If it's short memories or if it's so much bullshit in between.
Niggas don't remember downtown Detroit being abandoned.
Listen, I'm
so... Abandoned. It was like...
Trap house.
Abandoned.
The whole downtown Detroit was like
literally... It was Trapper's Alley and that was it.
Bro.
Man, you know something?
It was Greek Town. One block.
I'm happy that y'all brought up. I'm happy that y'all brought up that because now it's time for us to speak about the city, and for us to speak about the most important shit. Really, what we came here for. You know what I'm saying? It's aside from content. Shout out to my nigga JG for opening this bitch up so I can get some content. But we're here to talk about the real shit. You know, the shit that's at hand. These motherfucking police.
Man.
And it's not just you white police. It's you black police. It's all you motherfuckers who think y'all can have behind that badge and do what the fuck y'all think y'all want to do.
I got a lot on this.
I had a homeboy that was a cop. I just had to stop being... Like, he was cool. Like, it was... I really stopped fucking with dog after Alton Sterling. Because after, like, police shooting or some shit happened, I hit him up like, yo, like, what's up? Like, explain this to me. Like, what...
Shit changed him,
dog. And he was just like... I would never forget the phrase he told me. He said, "You can't Monday morning quarterback this meaning one, meaning like you know how quarterbacks play on Sundays and shit, and then they look at the game and be like, "Well, I could have did this better. I could have did this." And I was just like,
"Nigga, yes, the fuck you can."
I was like, "What the
fuck?" This is what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is why I come from on like the both sides of the matter. You know what I'm saying? I understand blood love. Understand gang activity, you know. I understand, and I know some police. I know some of them. Shout out to, I ain't gonna say y'all name, but they fuck with me. You know, the judge. You know, they fuck with me. But this is one thing. This was a conversation that I had with a police officer, and it was kind of about like damn, y'all same kind of sense you just said. And what the motherfucker told me, I'm gonna be honest with you, she was a female. She wasn't even a nigga cop. And she was like, every day when we put that badge on, we walk a thin blue line. And she was like, I choose between sometimes my job career, but it can be my life. And she was like, what if I tell on that shit that I think is going on and I'm in a drug raid next week and my backup late now? I mean that's
find another fucking job.
I mean, nigga, that's easy.
Facts. I mean,
if you really want to be a cop and you want to be a good cop, if you can't actually be a good cop, then you're a bad fucking cop.
But listen to me, nah, nigga.
Because
I'm gonna tell you like this, nigga. First of all, bro, a fucking job is a fucking job. But I'm gonna tell you like
it's
this.
It's level
choose,
to it, dog. It's, the post office
job.
Ain't being a mail carrier ain't being a police officer.
Well,
like,
listen, her motherfucking telling on people is not her fucking job. That's the whole part of what you're saying. I mean, listen to me. Fuck the police on every level. Let's get that out the way, period.
So we can start off on an
okay,
agreement.
So we start off an agreement here.
Fuck the
listen,
police on every
you,
level.
You sitting here telling a motherfucker, because you gotta think about it, so you gotta think about a motherfucker's life and they training him and what they got going on, bro. Her job don't include telling. So listen.
I'm pretty sure the police do her job, including upholding the fucking law.
This is what I'm saying to you. So listen.
But the laws is tyrannical in the first place.
But listen, this is what I'm saying to you, nigga. Because y'all niggas, y'all, I don't know. I'm talking about police problems. Like, I done had police problems. This is what I'm telling you. If she, as an officer of the law, turns against the biggest gang in the city, where does her life go? Nigga, you gonna save her life, nigga? You gonna pay her bill? So I'm not saying.
I didn't tell her to be a fucking cop.
You talking
so
bullshit.
Why is it up to me to you fix talking it? Bullshit. Why is it up to me to save her? No, it ain't bullshit.
It is, bro, because before you give a motherfucker a solution, bro, you got to be able to step in them niggas' toes. It's the same thing that Trump doing. Trump putting niggas in situations to where it's not his life, it's another motherfucker life.
To that point, though.
So you telling her.
So it's
her,
no big deal even.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Because it's just other motherfuckers.
It's easy for you to tell her, oh, well, bitches, quit your fucking job. Tell on all them detectives.
But some of on some real shit is kind. But it's on some real shit is kind of that fucking easy.
It's not.
I mean, if I have a job and I can't do my fucking job,
but some of these motherfuckers,
her telling is not her fucking job. I just told you that.
Upholding the law. You said if some shit's going down that's illegal, and other cops is doing it. If other cops is doing some illegal shit, if my job is to uphold the law, if I can't uphold the law, then I shouldn't be a fucking cop.
So listen.
If that what you're saying is just let cops do whatever the fuck they want to do.
No, what I'm telling you is this, though. Okay, well, look, we'll switch it up, nigga, because we know this is the world's most dangerous spot.
But a police job is a different job.
No, this is the city's most dangerous spot. I'm going to keep it a million with you, nigga. You done did some shit with me, nigga, that didn't uphold the law.
But
I'm keeping it funky with niggas, like, bro, listen, I'm not saying that no motherfucker lie for nobody. I'm not saying nobody stand up against what they saying. I'm saying for you, nigga, when that's you in that situation, do you, as a motherfucking, listen, and it's fucked up, but I'm here to get niggas both sides. Listen, I'm here to get niggas both sides. These are the same motherfuckers that you went to the academy with, went to school
with. That's the blue line.
Hold on, listen. Went to school with.
That's the.
Listen. Y'all done probably fucked up a few motherfuckers up together.
For sure.
Listen, y'all. Y'all done bust a couple. Motherfucker done probably rolled out with you to pull over your bitch when you weren't supposed to. Any of that type of shit. Now you see him fuck up a nigga that he was supposed to fuck up.
So
you step out of line.
At the end of the day, it's a basic question. But, it's the basic question. Are you black or blue at the end of the day?
But yeah. that's the same thing though, because I got
to. So listen. That's a good point of view. But are you black and blue in every situation y'all had? That's the thin line.
That's the thing.
Listen,
I want to say it's situational, but it's situational.
It's definitely situational.
It's situation, bro. When it's the same thing as you just said, it's morning, Monday morning quarterback.
This is my thing.
Look. My niggas coming from where I came from. You know what I'm saying? I got niggas who might did some shit that I ain't agree with, but at that moment. That's my nigga.
I'm not a judge. I'm not a prosecutor.
So listen, you my nigga wrong or right? Listen, it's the same thing. That's the blue line. That's the shit I be talking about. Exactly. We gonna fuck this nigga up tonight, but I'm gonna tell you tomorrow.
I'm gonna check you.
You was fired, bro.
But that's table talk. Just like the same reason why motherfuckers are canceled Trina and all that shit. That's table talk. That's shit that we ain't supposed to be talking about in front of the enemy or somebody who ain't against us. That's table talk.
What I'm saying is, I'm never giving niggas no pass on no bullshit. But I'm just telling you, the fact of the matter is you, whenever you are dealing with anything, the number one thing you got to do is put yourself in that immediate position.
Facts. And so. Always. Listen, I look at it like police are always supposed to observe the threat of danger. Am I in fear of my life? Can this nigga kill me? If you look at the video of Floyd.
It was fucked up.
They agitated, though.
There's no sign of danger.
I'm here. Listen, I'm here for all that. I'm going to tell y'all something. I came here to provide knowledge. And also provide education. I gotta listen, and we gonna go through all of that because I got Derek Chauvin's, whatever the fuck his pussy ass name is. I got his whole disciplinary record.
Oh, yeah, I seen.
That
I
nigga
seen.
Was a shitty cop.
Yeah, he was a shitty cop. He wasn't a good cop at all.
It's like, you know, this was a conversation.
He was somebody that bullied in school.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Which is a fucking problem.
This is a lot of them. Now that we on the subject,
you know, join the force because of that shit. You know, not all, but of course a lot of them, bro. You can see it when they just have regular interactions with your ass. How violent, you know what I'm saying? How violent they come, they turn up on you for no fucking reason.
You know, the first thing, man, you know, because, I mean, it's obvious. And like I said, you know, with my show, you know, it's to say hello to the bad guy. So I talk a lot of shit. I talk a lot of bullshit. But I always try to give both sides of every story. This is what I'm going to say on both sides. Y'all are 100% correct with everything y'all said. You know, right is always wrong is wrong. Of course, I'm just trying to put it into a situation to where you are that cop where, you know what, I quit today. Nigga, these niggas still know where you at, nigga. Nigga, you fuck around and wake up tomorrow with a bird of cocaine in your motherfucking house.
It's easy to say.
Yeah, it is.
True.
You fuck around. But that's the vantage point I come from not being. I ain't in that position.
What I will say is, it's like, you know, the racial disparity, what's going on in America, is apparent. This is not coming from an entertainment point of view. This is me saying what I'm saying too, so all my hours get listened to and motherfucker hear it. The racial disparities is clear. Y'all sat on that man's neck for 9 fucking minutes while he was up under handcuffs with 2 other motherfuckers and a nigga barking.
They murdered that man.
Yeah, that was street justice, no trial.
Y'all murdered that man. Listen.
It wasn't even a justice. That was a street fucking murder. Lynching. Yeah,
it
was a lynching. That man.
It's not.
It was
it's
just
not
a straight street murder.
It's not enough.
You guilty. It's not enough. You to court right here, nigga.
It's not enough $20 counterfeit bills in the world to justify sitting on that man's neck. And I'm going to tell you something. I really wish in the back of my mind that when somebody would have just kicked that nigga in his fucking face while they were standing on that man. Burn that bitch.
That little Asian man, you could have just
any
man,
of them motherfuckers. He was like, any of them cops could have.
This what I'm gonna say. What I'm gonna say is this, man. You know, first and foremost, I'm a real nigga. I'm gonna keep everything real, no matter how I keep it, how many jokes I tell. The racial disparities and how they police us versus how they police them white people is different. I want to see motherfucking rubber bullets and all that shit on them niggas sitting at Lansing. Like I seen on my motherfucking people in Detroit.
Yeah, you won't see it.
You ain't gonna see it. You seen it.
You ain't gonna see that.
Hey, there was no police presence in Lansing.
No police presence.
It was a police presence. But remember, they was taking pictures with niggas.
Look, they had to go inside the state capitol to see the police. And when niggas got to fighting outside, they was asking where the fuck the police was at.
You know what I'm saying?
They was begging for the police to come over because two people got to fight.
Listen.
It wasn't no police presence.
Listen, tell that mother. Listen. I'm not the nigga. Man, tell that bitch up. And you know something? Shout out to my dog, you know what I'm saying?
Say,
my
man,
dog.
He slid that with the chair. Tell that bitch up.
Man, tell that bitch up, man.
They gonna listen.
Like, tell that bitch up, nigga. Flat out, nigga. Tell that bitch up. And y'all niggas know Cutter with the shit. Y'all niggas talking with the shit, nigga. Yeah. With it, nigga. Tell that bitch the fuck up, nigga. They owe 400 a year, all that type of shit. Any of these motherfuckers. Hey, look, shout out to these NBA. Listen. This is some shit that I always thought about. And this is kind of outside of the conversation. You know, like Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, when Colin went on his rant, he was doing what he was doing, I was like, damn, dog, this nigga made $40 million. What the fuck you want to go back into this bitch for?
He was going hard.
But listen, I'm be honest with you. I was one of those niggas. I didn't want to see Colin get back in the game because the game is so violent by him. Depending on that offensive line, I feel like one of the middle American linemen would let him get fucked up.
I ain't think about that. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point, though.
I say that to say if y'all wasn't thinking about it, yeah, y'all niggas heard what the fuck Drew Brees, what the fuck his name?
Drew Brees.
Ku Klux Drew Brees, whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, knock his bitch ass over.
Nigga, I had a whole...
I had to tell him. It's cut a gang or no gang. Bitch, run straight from the knock it. Sue! Where you at, Sue? And Dominican Sue, where the fuck you at? Step on that bitch ass nigga head, nigga. The fuck y'all niggas talking about? They sat on that motherfucking man head for fucking 9 minutes, bro. That shit was hard to watch. Man. And I'm gonna tell you something too. Fuck Kwame too. Yeah, the nigga paid the money for the what the fuck was the daughter?
Kanye.
Yeah, fuck Kanye. Fuck Kanye.
Yeah, fuck Kanye, period.
Kanye a fucking clown. Oh, yeah, it's been fucking clown. Y'all niggas talking that bullshit. Oh, listen, like I said before, nigga, if you a hoe ass nigga 6 days of the week.
Kanye a clown? But that nigga running it up because he
I don't give a fuck
about
doing
his
money.
The same. No, 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 not about the money. But he just milking motherfuckers the same way. If you see it, bro, he doing the same shit.
Listen,
he be dipping right in the emotional tide pod, right with everybody else.
This some shit.
He go with the controversy and come out with bread.
Listen, this some shit.
That motherfucker crazy.
This some shit I wanted to say.
He said he was a genius.
He sees you.
Don, this is a big question. You know what I'm saying? That I told you we was gonna lay on. We was gonna have a conversation about.
Yo, yo.
You know, especially with you being involved and you know being a veteran. Matter of fact, listen, it's crazy because Don is a veteran of the Army. Sal, tell him where you from.
Air Force, man.
Oh, okay.
Listen, every nigga, listen.
Smart guys.
Is something going on? But I be around all these military niggas, man. Something must be wrong with me. I be with all the niggas that be with the legal killing. You know, and this is some shit that, and like I said, man, I never been political. I never been on something, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. We living in a time that's like no other time. Listen, I know, and I was having this conversation with my brothers before they got on the line, before we even started to clock up. And I gotta say this for anybody that's gonna hear it, in whatever show. Listen, politics ain't never been for us.
Wasn't designed for it.
It wasn't designed for us. We gonna always take care of each other, but in mm-hmm. but in the long stream of things, until we get on the inside of the building, it's gonna be really hard for us to make those changes, throwing rocks through the window. I know.
That's what one of my guys was just saying.
Yeah,
you just saying that, my man D.
You know, as far as I think about what has went on through the past 2 to 3 years, you know, with everything that's been going on with his life. If you never thought about voting, if you never thought it was real, if you never thought it made sense, think about everything you have seen go the fuck on.
But what niggas fail to understand, dog, is for us to get a fair shake, and this is some real shit, the country we know would have to literally be destroyed, dog.
It's this, not even.
Yes, trust me.
Listen.
I'm not even talking about getting ahead. I'm just talking about a fair shake. None of this shit was designed for us.
That's not the conversation today. The conversation today is this. It's the battle at hand. I don't care about that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I told them niggas before we got here, that's not what we doing.
Oh, no. Yeah. To y'all, both of y'all points are the same. Like, you need to get out and vote and exercise your right to vote, but this country has to be reset.
Listen to
totally.
Me.
It's a whole new system.
The same time, listen.
How are we going to win in a system that was set to fail?
Listen.
How would you win?
I'm going to tell you like this, though. If you sit back and you look at a lot of the shit that's going on now, and this is what I mean by getting in the door to fight your battle. We had the second lowest census turnout in the entire country. Mm-hmm. But y'all same motherfuckers is calling unemployment and wondering why ain't nobody answering the phone. They don't fucking know you here.
Niggas is stupid, man. Niggas are dumb enough to think. Niggas is dumb enough to think that census is like they trying to track me.
Listen.
Nigga, ain't nobody looking for you.
Listen, nigga, you selling 20.
You work at Amazon, nigga. Nobody's looking for you.
But
man.
I mean, but I'm being honest. But listen, when I'm being honest,
they don't know you here.
What I'm being honest about is, you gotta get in where the counting is being counted.
Mm-hmm.
Like motherfuckers thinking that Trump won by mistake. Niggas, Trump didn't win the election because he was good at what he did. He won because niggas hated Obama. They voted. He was talking that shit.
Trump won because of the Electoral College.
I mean,
that's another. No, but that shit is real, I mean, dog.
But all of that is the same for motherfuckers who sitting at home thinking that they don't want to be a part of this machine.
They don't understand.
But that's really why he won too, though, because niggas was tired of the same.
The Electoral
bullshit.
College being like the biggest states, the biggest like majority states are all southern states. Bruh, like, come on, now.
So what I'm saying is this.
It was shit that came out in that time, whether they were good or bad, that swayed voters.
What I'm saying is this, though. Okay. We encouraging people to go against the grain. We encouraging people to not mind the system. And that's what the fuck we did. And they got us in the shit that we in, huh?
But niggas need to start thinking this. We need to start thinking a little smaller. Niggas think the presidency is where it's at.
It's not. But
local shit is where the fuck change.
All of that. That's why.
Exactly.
But you say that, and y'all niggas wonder why I'm so big on Kwame. Kwame was the. Listen, we would sit here and had a whole conversation about.
Oh, I get that. That Kwame shit was some.
But I tell niggas that Kwame's the problem, and they tell me that I'm a fucking coon. And
it's not even
anything
you say about anybody in a position of power that's black, you automatically a coon and canceled by Black America. Period. Hive mentality.
If I tell niggas, if I get online and I tell
anything you say,
I tell niggas like, listen, man, I read through the paperwork, man. That nigga robbed y'all. They be like, man, what motherfucking Duggan did it?
Because you a Duggan supporter.
The thing about it is,
you want to do the front or the back?
But you got to think
both. Niggas want both of them.
To people like around our age and a lot older, like. Grandmas and all of them. Kwame was a mythical feat. Because he was
some shit they never thought they would see.
And then the city.
Why when Coleman was the real goon?
Yeah, but to the point,
Coleman was the real guy.
But think about
niggas knew he was a goon.
Niggas thought Kwame was gonna be something different. Kwame was never the gangster.
That's why he got elected, because niggas thought Kwame was gonna be something different.
Yeah, they thought he could have the gangster image, but he'd be like, oh no, he gonna do.
And
all
that nigga
nice
came
things.
In the office off the straight Dexter dog.
Yeah, yeah. Man, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I got, if y'all want to, hold on.
That nigga was Dexter Dawgs.
This is on board. Let me see what I got in my files. I might have some shit in my files.
But to the point of Kwame, it was like we had Dennis Archer, great mayor on paper.
No. If he were sitting here, I've heard him publicly say this in other venues.
Y'all niggas.
I'm a consultant. I put deals together.
Don't want to have. The Kwame conversation with me.
They say y'all niggas don't want
that. Bob, this is Special Agent FBI.
Not to give you cash. If they thought it was legit, they'd write you a check and they'd put it right off on their income taxes. That's not what we're talking about here.
So, y'all niggas don't want to have that conversation with me.
Cato admits, not only was I paying these people, I was paying the mayor himself. And there are text messages to support that, you know, where he's Kilpatrick would text him and say, Carl, I need to see you. And that meant... Bring me a bag of cash somewhere.
Sorry, man. I could just listen, but I.
It's Bad Guy Radio, man. It's Bad Guy Radio, man.
But that ties in directly to the whole shit we was talking about earlier about how some people think, you know, DPD is so nice, they let us go. Man, we just don't do nothing. But they don't remember Superman. They don't remember motherfucking Michael Jackson, Ponytail, motherfuckers that beat the shit out of me as a teenager.
Hey, shout out to Ponytail.
Beat the shit out of me as a teenager doing nothing.
Hey, no, listen, what about Barbie? Well, I mean, he got arrested by Barbie. My niggas don't listen to this show and know about Barbie. What about Officer Billy Zeola? I got my fellies in y'all.
Yeah. You got them specialty boys. They was calling out the bosses. So you hit like the level three bosses. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was coming out.
Five stars.
Yeah.
I was standing on the fucking street.
But they was beating the living shit out motherfuckers as kids.
This is what I'm about to say.
Why the fuck would I trust the police or hug these niggas on a fucking picture?
Hugging
these niggas, taking a knee, nigga? Listen, y'all fried, man.
Play basketball? Hey, y'all want to hoop shit.
Listen, the show, I know I'm way over an hour, but listen, I got two more things that I got to play. I got one more thing I got to play. One more message I got to get out. Then we cocking out this motherfucker because my listeners are going to be like, this nigga been on the show for 2 hours.
Niggas was going deep, though. Niggas was going deep. We had a lot of shit.
First thing I want to talk about is the insurrection law. I got two military enlisted.
Let's get it.
Veterans. I always got to, you know, clock in with motherfuckers that have firsthand knowledge of what we're talking about. You know, recently, bitch-ass Trump had a conference among the 50 governors where he said that he would send the military into neighborhoods. As if anybody knows, that actually goes against the Constitution.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's illegal. Yeah. The insurrection law of 1807 is what allows enlisted soldiers to be involved in law enforcement. That's how stupid y'all fucking president is. But I got an army man here. I got a soldier here. I got a man here. So, I mean, the question that I really want to ask, really want to get y'all opinion on is, I mean, what would be, you know, y'all train of thought if y'all had to go into y'all own neighborhoods and use your military training upon the same people?
This is actually one of the things that I had to question plenty of days when I was actually in, because this is one of the things that I was, one of my roles in the military. I was part of the MBW, so we were part of the tactical response if anything did happen in Washington, D.C. So the people that you saw more than likely on TV with the Humvees, the helicopters, they were investigating, flying low, too low, and all of that, that was more than likely my unit that I got, that I was out of. Mm-hmm. So we were trained more or less monthly on urban United States operations on the general public.
How much time did you do in the service?
That was 3 years.
3 years, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, in a situation to where, I mean, because of course we all know, I mean, it's an oath you take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an oath you take. It's something that you...
But the oath, see, the one thing that we knew about the oath, it was not only just against enemies, but it was against enemies foreign and domestic. So with that oath, we take that very seriously. And you might have heard veterans say before, foreign and domestic.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's not saying that somebody domestically, like people that's tired of bullshit, we gonna fire upon them. That means takeovers and coups and shit on a presidential level as well. So us going through that training, going through that mind state, knowing that, okay, we training for this, we got other countries with us training for it too, so we know we probably gonna partner up with them if shit do hit the fan. What the hell is going on here is one of the reasons why I didn't re-up or didn't try to pursue going back in. But not only that, a lot of the soldiers, as far as National Guard too, because I did time in the National Guard first, a lot of the soldiers that's National Guard know that they would never pull the trigger on an American citizen, especially for some bullshit like looting. But then again, you do have
you gotta take the orders from the commander in chief.
You gotta take the orders from the commander in chief. But then again,
so it depends on.
But
time.
That's where that line
you
comes.
You have to take the order from the commander in chief.
But that's where that line comes in the oath, where it says foreign and domestic. Because not every order you're going to take in your career might be something that's legit or lawful. And we knew that.
Yeah. To piggyback off of that, when the National Guard was called into the city in 67 for the rebellion, they was for show popping people. Like, mm-hmm. You had a number of casualties that the National Guard,
and that's why I say that was that climate. Yeah. Now with a lot of the guard, and when I was in full time, you know, straight up army, it was a split. You know, I mean, not a, like a straight. You know, for the majority, you had people like, nah, I would. You know, this
but
is
the National
I'm not
Guard
about to
is
do
different,
shit.
Man. Because them weekend warriors, man.
But
them
then
is,
you got
them a bunch of good old boys. That's
but
a
then
lot ready, of them is good old boys. That's just
but
ready,
you had a lot of people.
Cops and
you had a lot of us
shit.
That was like, bro, we ain't this shit hit
so
the
listen,
fan like that. We
so
ain't
we gonna do.
You think I'm gonna pop your grandma? You know what I'm saying?
So we gonna do?
No, bro.
What we gonna do in terms of that show is, I'm happy that y'all brought up a lot of this shit because I'm kind of getting long-winded. But I do have, coming up on the next few different shows, I can't really release my shows on my social media no more because y'all niggas be dick-sucking.
Now, one thing before you leave that topic, though, real quick.
Go ahead.
When you're talking the Insurrection Act, I want everybody who listening to go back because history will repeat itself, right?
Always.
So I want everybody to go back, and you do history, and I told you that's my favorite subject, to go back and look at the Wilmington Insurrection Act of 1898, mm-hmm. and what happened with that. And it was almost the same situation we're in now in Wilmington. I believe it was North Carolina. They came in. They had an insurrection, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, They destroyed the city. They blamed it on race riots, but in reality, they blamed it on black people. And there's a reason to lock black people up, take over the businesses that they had through, you know, Jim Crow and being released from slavery. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it was documented and found out that it was white supremacist groups that came in and actually did the damage. So that was the Wilmington Insurrection Act of 1898.
What I got going on is, pretty soon, like I said, I can't really introduce my topics no more on social media because they be stealing my shit and dick sucking. Mm-hmm. So now, from now on, for anybody listening to the Bad Guy Podcast to hear what my next shows will be about, y'all listen to the show. I will now only be releasing my next topics via the show. So if you're listening to the show, then you'll know what's coming on next. I'm going to tell you something, just to give y'all niggas a couple hints. These are the next 3-4 shows coming up. I got a show coming up for all the first responders.
That's going to be dope.
I got the nurses.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I got the police. I got everybody.
That's going to be dope.
Oh, I got everybody coming in to tell y'all how coronavirus really affected them. I got a plant life show coming up. So all these niggas who the team leads and the supervisors can tell you how they fucking your bitch when profit sharing comes.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of desperate things get done around profit share time. There's some stories to be told.
Listen.
I'm talking about.
I got a military show. So all my niggas who went out there who shed blood, shout out to Semper Fi till they die. The whole unit, my nigga Beans, Mike Bean, y'all gonna that's my brother.
Cool.
Y'all gonna meet him soon. He went to Afghanistan and he went to Iraq. Like, he can barely hear me when I be talking to him. He be on the side to me because how many bombs went on.
Yeah, they call that double trouble.
Your combat engineer. It's going down. I'm going to take this last few part of the show to put it to where it need to be. And really what it needs to be is an observance of a man that lost his life.
Murdered.
That didn't need to lose his life.
Murdered.
He was murdered. Like I said, man, I'm here to entertain. It's the Bad Guy Show. I'm a certified asshole. I talk shit and how I have fun, but that's not what I came here for, and not the least today.
I mean, it's so much shit.
Listen,
so much real shit happened.
This is what I gotta say.
This is the last show, anyway.
Somebody asked me. Matter of fact, my nigga North End at. Shout out to my nigga North End, that man. I'm gonna make sure I shout him out because he asked the question and I told him that when he asked the question that I was gonna answer it on my show tonight. What Ann asked was where we go from here. What do we do? What do we do after we leave? What after we do after we take? What after we do after we fuck these niggas up? And after the demonstrations, because at some point, y'all know, it's all going
to
be.
Yeah, it's going to go back to Monday.
It's going back to Monday. My train of thought, what I'm asking for is more transparency amongst policing and anybody involved in law enforcement within any of these cities. Minneapolis police punk ass officer who about to get fucked in the ass, Derek Chauvin, was a 19-year police veteran of Minneapolis police. He has 18 different infractions reported.
So he's getting one a year.
He has 18 different infractions.
Yeah, one a year.
Of him fucking over people. So they basically saying one a year. So I'm going to say this to you. How many people didn't report something? How many motherfuckers just took that ass open and went home or took that shit and went the fuck home?
Probably tripping.
From my experience, countless. Countless. Probably from
countless. Countless.
Probably whooping somebody's ass every day, bro.
He's fucking niggas up every fucking day. What I'm saying is this. My call, because everybody, I got a platform and niggas kind of ask me to it. And when I talk against what I'm saying, everybody asks me what's my solution. My solution is transparency. We want to see these cops' records. We want to know the motherfuckers that's known for beating motherfuckers. We want to know. The same way when I commit a crime, it's public record.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that shit. come up off the motherfucking internal affairs files and shit that y'all be hiding.
Come up off. We want hardcore psychiatric evaluation.
Listen, we want to see. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is this. Why we don't listen, this nigga, this motherfucking Derek Chauvin had 18 fucking infractions in 19 years. Why we didn't hear about it until he killed somebody?
Why he wasn't on desk duty?
Why was he still a fucking cop?
I mean, yeah.
So listen.
If I get rid of about folk, well, how many times do we get rid of and get fired?
Listen.
My thing, we ain't got the same job.
I'm going to say this shit.
For you, you know?
I'm going to say this shit and I'm going to leave it at that. If y'all niggas want to stop getting y'all shit fucked up and start getting y'all shit burned down, get on the right with it because we ain't taking that shit no more. Because the bottom line is this. 19 years, 18 complaints, so many unheard of. That man would still be breathing if y'all had stopped him 17 complaints ago.
Correct.
Ain't shit else to talk about. We done, JG. Close this shit.